Hello and welcome to EFL League One Hub, and today I'm going to be reviewing the games in League One this week. And so this is from the past 7 days of the time of the recording. So let's get started. And the first game was Derby Day for Scunthorpe and Doncaster, and that game finished 1-1. As I said, it was Derby Day, and Doncaster, I think, at the end of the day, won't be too frustrated. They'll take a point because for the time it maintained their momentum for their playoff push. But at the same time, they'll have been expecting to go to Scunthorpe and pick up all 3 points and probably look to move up on in the league. However, for Scunthorpe, that point is a great point for a struggling Scunthorpe side who, let's not forget, aren't completely clear of relegation yet, but it's not likely that they're going to be in the relegation scrap come May time. So it is a good point for them. They'll be looking to finish up as high as possible, and so a point against the playoff hunting team is fantastic. The next game is AFC Wimbledon versus Charlton, and that came out as a 2-1 win for Charlton, and wow, that is some fantastic points for them. Keeping up the pressure when teams below them drop points, and teams above as well, in Portsmouth and Barnsley, so brilliant time to win, and their goal came at a perfect time, a last gasp goal, 91st minute, so brilliant result for them. They're making a habit out of late goals, which is something late winners, I should say, late goals in particular, but also late winners. It's something to bring a bit. It's not something to bring concern to, but the fact they're having to score late goals to win might be something Charlton fans look at as a bit of a concern. But on the whole, that's still amazing. Still fifth. They got slightly closer to Portsmouth, pulled away slightly from Doncaster and Peterborough. So that's a great result for them. However, for AFC Wimbledon, I hate to say it, but that could be a game which really relegates them. When you're rock bottom of the league like Wimbledon are and a couple of points off, if you take the lead, you really have to hold on to it. And I think they'd have taken a point but still been frustrated having led. However, to then go on and lose, it's a game you have to win, and now they're 4 points off one place up, and they're about seven points off safety. So really doesn't look good for them right now. The next game was Accrington 1, Southend 1, and the points being shared was probably a fair result. I think both sides maybe could have made a case, maybe, for taking all three. However, the main talking point from that game really is Southend's goal, which was fantastic attacking play from the Southend striker Humphreys, and so brave as well. So the ball's come from a goal kick and it's bounced and over the defence, as far as I'm aware. At least I think it came from their keeper, I think. But Humphreys challenged the goal, Accrington goalkeeper, and only just flicked it over, but got caught in the clash, and he had to be stretchered off, which is a point of concern for Southend. And then later on, the Accrington keeper also had to make way. But Humphreys looked more serious, going off on a stretcher with a suspected broken nose. But at the end of the day, I don't think either side will mind a 1-1 draw, considering it's a mid-table clash. And they were on the same points going in. And then the next game is Blackpool-Oxford, and wow, this was quite a shock. And a brilliant first away victory of the season for Oxford, on a day where really Blackpool will have been looking to capitalise and drop points above them and move closer to those playoffs, still with a game in hand. So, I think the Seasiders played poor, but they could have made it. They could have won it. They had a couple of chances, but Oxford defended really well, actually. But really, at the end of the day, the only difference was a sublime free kick from Jordan Graham for Oxford. 35 yards out, I think, and he just whips it into that top corner. Fantastic finish, and no keeper in the world saving that. And the next game is Bristol Rovers 0, Sunderland 2. It was really a routine win for the Black Cats against a relegation threatened side. Another beauty free kick really settled the game. Ex-Premier League star Aidan McGeady settled in the game to make it 2-0 with a beauty of a free kick. That result will cause a bit of concern for Bristol, who now drop into the relegation zone with that defeat. But at the end of the day, you're going into a Sunderland and you're not looking at... You're probably not expecting to pick up points if you're relegation threatened. The next game is Burton 0, Fleetwood 1. And that was a bit of a lacklustre game at the end of the day. But Burton's six-match home unbeaten run ended with the Cods' third straight away win. So, as I said, pretty lacklustre, but... Fleetwood did all they needed to do, and now that result kind of gives them the slimmest, very, very slim, hopes of making the playoffs. But with Doncaster, Peterborough, and local rivals Blackpool, looks like they're in with more of a shout than Fleetwood are of making the playoffs right now. Then we move on to Peterborough-Shrewsbury, which ended 2-1 Shrewsbury, which again was a shock. The win lifting Shrewsbury out of the relegation zone with only the second away win of the season. Peterborough will be disappointed that it came against them, like Blackpool will be disappointed that Oxford's first away win came against them. The game, though, was really turned by two red cards. The first was for Peterborough, with Ivan Toney, the striker, being sent off for deliberate handball to deny a goal-bound shot. So, it was really turned by the two red cards, but Peterborough will be very disappointed, considering the fact if they had won, they'd have been back in the playoffs. And the next game we move on to is a bit of a battering. Plymouth 5, Rochdale 1. And Rochdale now drop into the relegation zone after this very poor defeat. And Plymouth at the same time boosts their survival hopes. To be fair, it was pretty even until Rochdale picked up a red card and then Plymouth just ran riot. But even with 10 men, you wouldn't expect a team to collapse and concede 5 after a red card. But Plymouth scored 4 after the 75th minute. So you'd have to ask questions from the Rochdale defence, but at the end of the day, you can't always shut it out, especially when you're down to 10. The next game was the game I built as... game of the week, and it finished Portsmouth 0, Barnsley 0. It was a really poor first half for two automatic promotion chasing teams, but at the end of the day, shop stopper Adam Davies denied Portsmouth with what would have been a first win in 8 for Portsmouth, which is quite incredible for a team sat fourth in the league. Omar Bogle, however, was denied from the spot after Viv Solomon Otterbore was fouled in the box. But at the end of the day, I think both teams will probably take a draw, considering they're both promotion chasing. Next game is Walsall 3, Bradford 2. And what a way for Walsall to stop a 5-game losing streak to deepen Bradford's relegation worries as well. Bradford will be very disappointed after Walsall had their striker and top goal scorer Andy Cook sent off after 6 minutes, and they also took the lead. Now Bradford are 3 points off safety with 12 games to go. So we'll have to see how this relegation battle shapes up, but it's heating up a load now. Wickham 0, Gillingham 1 is the next game. An impressive away win for Gills with an 83rd minute goal, being enough to take all 3 points. But Wickham will be disappointed, a third straight defeat, as they currently sit right mid-table in 12th. But who knows, maybe if they'd have won their past three games, you could argue they'd still be in a shout with playoffs. But now you have to say they're really out of the hunt for playoffs. But Gillingham moved 5 points off the relegation zone with that win. Then we moved to a Sunday game, which was Leaders Luton against Coventry, and the Leaders were held to a 1-1 draw. Luton will probably be frustrated at the fact Luton had the better chances, and they had chances to nick the game before Coventry scored and after Coventry scored. But it's a great away point for City. A great away point for Coventry. It's a very hard place to go, Luton away, especially when they're on the form like they are right now. But we must not forget, even with that draw, Luton remain 5 points clear of Barnsley in first. And then finally, for the final game of the week, it was actually a midweek game, and it was Shrewsbury 2, Doncaster 0, and that was a shock as well. That win moves Shrewsbury 5 points clear of the relegation zone, with a great win against the promotion chasing side Doncaster. And again, Doncaster will have expected to pick up 3 points. So if you look at Doncaster's past two games and say they could have had 6 points from then, they would currently be sacked sixth in the league, still with a game in hand, which would be very good. But Doncaster still on a great season, but they need to let these past two games not affect them too much. But yeah, as I said, Doncaster will be disappointed and will have expected to win against Shrewsbury, especially after a draw on the Saturday against Scunthorpe. So I will quickly look over what the league table looks like now. And that is Luton are in first, Barnsley second. That rounds off the automatic promotion, obviously. The playoffs are Sunderland, Portsmouth, Charlton, Doncaster. And then just behind, rounding off the top 10, is Peterborough, Fleetwood, Blackpool and Coventry. And then you've got Burton, Wickham, Southend, Plymouth, Accrington, Scunthorpe, Shrewsbury, Gillingham, Walsall and Oxford, all in between the top 10 and the relegation zone. And just inside the relegation zone is Bristol Rovers, Rochdale, Bradford City and AFC Wimbledon. So that's it for this podcast. Thank you for listening. I will hopefully try and bring a prediction video of match day 35 for you guys tomorrow. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, please can you leave a like and subscribe? That would be greatly appreciated. And maybe even share it if you've really enjoyed it. Anyway, thank you for listening and goodbye.